I was born December 11th, 1882, in New York City, on Varick Street in Greenwich Village. I was only a few months old when my father joined the Army. He was the leader of the 11th U.S. Infantry Band. His regiment was moved to Madison Barracks, Sackett's Harbor, New York, and then to Arizona. All my boyhood memories are those of Arizona days. To me, that is truly God's country. I love everything about it. Our first Army station in Arizona was Fort Huachuca, where we arrived in the late 1880s. Its location? Miles and miles from urban civilization. Its barren hills and bleak surroundings made it exceedingly unpleasant and undesirable for grown-ups, but a paradise for a little boy. We could ride burros. Our playground was not measured in acres or city blocks, but in miles and miles. We could do just about everything as a little boy dreams of. We talked to miners and Indians. We associated with soldiers, and we learned to shoot. Even when we were so small, the gun had to be held for us by an elder. Oh, boy, all of that sure looked great to a small boy. From Fort Huachuca, our regiment was moved to Whipple Barracks near Prescott, Arizona. My memories of Prescott are that it was the greatest, the most comfortable, and the most wonderful city in the whole world. Whatever anybody might say, you know, about New York or Paris, people were so nice. Father was popular, you see, in town. And as children of an Army bandmaster, my sister and I, though little kids, performed for all sorts of benefits. I played cornet and Gemma the violin, while Father accompanied us on the piano. The setting of Prescott was about as beautiful as any I had ever seen. I have indelible memories of the early morning grandeur of Point Rocks, Granite Dell, San Francisco Peak, and Thumb Butte. I attended the public school in Prescott. Oh, my favorite teacher was Miss Lena Coover, who taught arithmetic. But often she made mistakes. So one day I went up to her and I said, "Now look here, Miss Coover, you better learn arithmetic if you're going to teach it." And I pointed out some of her mistakes. Well, pretty soon she did learn arithmetic, and by the time I was through with her, she knew all the mathematical ropes. I guess I was a precocious kid. But I loved all my teachers. But that doesn't mean I didn't get walloped now and then. There was, of course, great excitement in Whipple Barracks and Prescott when the news reached us that the U.S. battleship Maine had been blown up in the harbor of Havana, Cuba, on the 15th of February, 1898. The postal telegraph operator in Prescott pasted up Associated Press bulletins on the Maine disaster as soon as they came in. And along with other children of Army men, as well as the parents, I watched and waited eagerly for the latest news. Within about 10 days, orders came for our regiment to get itself ready for war. Though I was only 15 years old, I was restless and wanted to join the Army. My age and the fact that I was short and under the required weight made that impossible. My particular Spanish-American war hero was Bucky O'Neill. I remember that he came to our school after the declaration of war and told us what that declaration meant and what war meant. When Arizona provided a troop for Colonel Theodore Roosevelt's Rough Riders, Bucky O'Neill became a member of that troop. I felt he should have commanded it. Bucky was killed in action during the famous charge of San Juan Hill. What I saw and heard and learned in my boyhood days in Arizona made lasting impressions on me. Many of the things which I have strong feelings which some of my opponents have regarded as unreasonable obsessions. When my father was in the army, he became ill and died. The doctors said it was from eating diseased beef supplied by corrupted army contractors. Well, in 1934, when I became mayor of New York City, the good people of Prescott put on a parade to honor my father for his beautiful music and asked me to attend. Well, as I sat in an open car, so many wonderful and joyous people were just shouting with praise. But I knew that wasn't for me. That was for my father. And that was the proudest and happiest day of my life.